Good morning.
Maybe soon we all will be together, if the fates allow. Until then, we'll have to muddle through somehow, and we are. So have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
May I proceed?
You may.
Robin has questions. Okay. Passion. His passion, he thinks his passion is pursuing understanding to create beauty and luck.
Yes.
Yes. He thinks his greatest talent is wisdom or seeing lines of probabilities, telepathically connecting with energies and seeing where they lead.
The middle part, yes. And I would express the end part, yes, but not necessarily telepathically.
Okay. His greatest strength? Precision.
Yes.
And last, location I resonate with, Illinois or the California beach?
Yes.
Wow. You scored, Robin. Five. 1, 2, 3, 4 out of 4. All right. Now we'll go into the Linda world.
Very well.
Very well. I am practicing comfort and not being bothered.
And how are you doing
that? And how I'm doing that is by, well, one way I did it is day before yesterday, Pierre jumped on my lap. And I decided to stop working, shut off my brain, and pet Pierre and allow myself to just be with him.
Excellent.
And in so doing, a half hour went by, and neither one of us moved. And I thought, this is a vacation. It was great. And I've been also reading Isla's latest sessions and rereading my Isla session. And you know, she's big on right now. What is happening right now? You're safe. You have a roof over your head. It's all okay. So the Linda crazy girl comes in and goes, but I'm not delving into what could be bad about me. I need to go into what's bad about me. But that's how I live. So I thought, no, let's just not go there. We got the information. We'll let the memories pop in. And if there's something I need to look at, I'll know it. And so will Elias. And we'll figure it out. Right now.
Yes.
Right. Am I right or am I right?
Yes.
Thank you. And I don't care if I'm not ready. I'm not ready for a lot of shit. Like the whole thing on possessions and ownership. I can die before I have to deal with that. I'm good with that. I don't need to jump on the what's the latest, greatest. I'm being a little bit with my tongue in my cheek, but I get the idea that interconnection is going to be our safety net and our wonderment. And when I'm sitting with Pierre on my chair, I know that. Why should I strasher myself? It's like the Jewish Buddha said, be here now. Be someplace else later. Is that so difficult? No, a little. Okay, so. Okay, my body. I stopped drinking wine finally and stopped eating the entire earth for dinner afterwards because I got such an insistence after 4 months of creating that habit, of triggering that habit again. I said, okay, probably something that would help me not wake up so feeling like crap is not drink wine. Not that I drink a lot, but it triggers my habit and the comfort eating. And I don't have to comfort eat, and I don't have to trash myself because I comfort eat.
Correct.
I'm going to have a little comfort eating for Christmas, and then I'm going to stop comfort eating. But I got back into balance fast.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I know you said it takes three days to break a habit. It took me one.
Congratulations.
No, seriously, it was good. And I don't feel, I don't feel like, you know, the wine triggers, you know, like I'm in my happy place and then I look forward to it all day to get out of the dread. Okay, that's not a good way to live. I need to be present and not look forward to wine making me happy every night. There, I said it. I said it. What more can I say? And you know what? No harm, no foul. It's okay. Which brings me to loving Linda.
Excellent.
Linda needs to be loved unconditionally. Twink does it. You do it. Birds do it. Bees do it. I need to do it. I need to pull my parts together, and I'm doing that best I can. And how are you doing that, Linda?
Yes.
Okay. I know. It seems like it's not really working, but every time I have like a spaz worry attack, which, you know, happens with me once in a while a lot, about money, for example, I get mad at myself for worrying. I don't, because I know what to do about the worry. I acknowledge it, and I accept it. I put a buck in my jar, and every day everything works out. The worry piece is something is very automatic for me. And I've been talking to myself saying, honey, this is what you do. Right now you worry. It's okay. It's not okay. It makes you crazy. But I'm talking to myself and saying, literally hugging myself and saying, stop stressing about stressing. And I talk to myself. And then the cat comes over and just loves me to death. And I practice turning that around to me. And I love myself. And it feels really weird because it's so unfamiliar. But little by little, I'm expanding my brain to incorporate all of me. Not just the parts that's cute and funny and adorable and sings. But all the pieces and parts. I don't got it totally. Who does? But I'm on a mission to do it. And I'm doing it.
Excellent.
I know.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I don't know if it's enough or if it isn't, but I don't care. Oh, and the approval piece. Oh, yeah, my favorite. Oba re-released or sent you the snippet of Vivian's from 2016 about the religious points about religious demand and stuff. And you talked about approval being the instant fix. And getting approval and then getting being told you're condemned back and forth keeps a person in a church. Oh, yeah. Well, that kept me in the church. And that kept me. That's a big thing to be aware of. The secret for me is not to trash myself because I do it. Otherwise, this shit's not going to work. Because if everything you tell me is a sin that I need to condemn myself over, this, you might as well be Jesus or John. It's not going to work for me. And you don't do that. You don't do that. I do that. It's my filter. And I'm doing it less, and I've certainly come a long way.
The fact that you recognize it is tremendous.
It is? Oh, good. That was good. That was validation, not approval. Oh, I don't care what it was. Anyway, yeah.
No, the fact that you actually see that and you recognize it, that is a very significant step.
That's good. Well, I think part of it must be that I am less trashing myself over it. And I don't draw comments that make me feel bad about myself, which is interesting too. I don't draw like, oh, you're trashing yourself. Elias says not to do that, you know. I don't draw that kind of stuff. I'm such a good girl. So, my next big topic is, oh, Fatma told me what my talent is that you said about, would you mind, oh, I have the file, but it really helped me when you told me that my gift is relating lightly and bringing comfort. It has nothing to do with being genuine or not. It's not about...
But you are being genuine.
I am being genuine, but, you know, you say lightly, and people think, oh, she's so shallow. But I'm not shallow.
Why would you equate those two words together?
Because I live on the East Coast, and everybody relates really deeply. And if you don't relate really deeply and share your whole...
But light doesn't necessarily mean
shallow.
The opposite of deep.
Thank you.
It is merely a lightness of energy.
Right. Okay.
Not heavy.
Right.
Therefore, the opposite of heavy, not the opposite of deep.
Thank you. No wonder I struggled all my life. But it's really a cool thing to hear. And I thought, yay, I can sing my way through Hannaford's. I'm so happy. Okay. My tenant most likely could be, I'm not 100% sure, moving in May. He's been like, he was the tenant that came in, and I never stressed about it. And if he leaves, I'm working on dealing with the fear about not having the income right now. I called my brother. He's going to send me money for a cushion. It was like that. He goes, no problem. And it's a loan. I'm going to pay him back. But it was easy to for my head, I need to know I'm going to have a cushion. And I just want to say that I'm going to create a new tenant just as easy and not make myself crazy. And it's possible he'll be there another year. I don't know. But mainly for me, the heads up is deal with the worry now, every day, and be okay. I don't know what else to say about that. I'm not going to ask you a crystal ball question because I don't really care. I think it's going to be okay.
I would agree.
Thank you. So, my clients, I feel really safe working at GPI.
Excellent.
We kind of think alike. I mean, they're kind of Trump people, but they're also emotionally focused people. Well, they're not all emotional. Okay, let me back up. They have a very route way of doing things. They are multitaskers. I'm a really strong multitasker. I flow with the projects. I feel they love me. We're like family, kind of. I'm very free there with them, and I'm very strong in my own. It's my business. I'm their client. I don't want to work for them right now. But I feel good there. And Cheryl, my Buddhist client, I feel her energy sometimes, and it's a little scary because there's something of a demand there. But then I realize it's me being afraid of her more than her demanding on me. I mean, she can be whatever she wants to be. It's how I deal with my old triggers. I'm not going to betray myself. I had a day or two of old feelings of, oh God, I don't want to work for her. She's a Buddhist. So what? I don't care. She's wonderful. She comes to my house and drops a check off. We have a lot. We find commonalities. But I saw where I made the excuse about her being a Buddhist. I don't want to deal with a Buddhist. She might as well be a Christian, and she's religious, and I don't want her to make demands on me. I went, oh, Linda, look at what you just did. And then I...
But that in itself is also tremendous. That is a significant step that you... See what you are doing. You see the association that you are making. You see the behavior, and you see that automatic reaction.
Right.
And that is tremendous, because then you can choose not to do that.
So I chose not to do it, and then I said to myself, do you want to work there? I said, yes. Do you want to work with her? I said the same thing with GPI. Do you want to work there? I said, yes, I choose to be there, and the spell broke. After
Excellent.
I saw everything, I made the choice to stay.
Excellent.
Okay.
Excellent.
I'm going to go in a direction a little bit about my taxes. I'm choosing to declare some things and not other things is the short story. And I think the IRS here is so convoluted, I don't think I'm going to be audited, to be honest with you. And I should not say that on this session, but you know what? I'm paying my taxes. I'm happy to pay my taxes. I just don't want to declare the cash I've gotten from Cheryl. I don't think it'll, I just don't want to worry about that. I just need to get my taxes set this year, and next year I'll figure out how to take money out. And I think that's, I was going to like do all these convoluted things and talk to my tax preparer and hide rent. I don't want to do any of that. That's would leave me vulnerable to my own fears. So I'm just going to declare everything except a few things, and I'm going to just find a way to make it work. Doesn't that make sense? I'm dealing with my own stuff. I want to pay, but I don't want to pay everything. That's all. So glad we worked that out. Okay, so the church. Oh my God, the drama. Rick, Marilyn's son, has been accused of sexual abuse for 30 years. Kids that were babies when I left the church grew up and talked about his sexual innuendo. It's mostly, I think, innuendo and really inappropriate behavior. And his first wife has been screaming about it for years, and nobody listened. And all the ministries have stepped down. They've chosen to step down because they turned a blind eye, and they allowed it to happen because it was Marilyn's son. Now, that idea of it being Marilyn's son and allowing it to happen, I was guilty too, because she was such a force. I never would do anything to hurt her because she adored her son. Okay, that's my sin, I guess. But I was also caught up in the whole persona of the approval and the whole church structure then too, as were all these young women who were brave enough to write letters and take down the church. They just are taking the church down. In a way, I think, I'm hoping that John's teaching will survive, because I think there was a lot of good stuff in it, and there was a big family feeling there, but I'm not sure that's going to happen. And all I can say is I'm glad she didn't live to see this, because that would have been really hard for her to see what's going on right now. And I just wanted to know if you had any ideas or what your thoughts were about what's going on. Meaning, I'm of two minds, I guess. The sexual abuse is not okay with me. But I feel really, really, really bad. Not so much for Rick, but for the ministries that chose to leave because of it. I guess I'm feeling, because I know all those people. What I'm feeling is their exposure. If there is an exposure that they're facing, I know what that feels like. And I'm not sympathetic at all. I'm not sympathetic, but I do have compassion for them. And I don't want to feel guilty because I have compassion for them.
Why should you?
Why should I? They're people I've known. I don't know them now, but the situation is sad to me that it happened, but I also think it's pretty timely that this kind of thing would be exposed. I don't know. Do you have any thoughts about it?
In relation to you?
Uh-huh.
I would say that what you feel is genuine, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
That the factor that individuals may engage choices that are not necessarily beneficial, or that may even be harmful, doesn't mean that they are bad people in themselves. They are generating choices that they might regret, or that they might judge themselves for. And in those choices, other individuals may judge them also. But that isn't the measure of who they are.
Right. That's good. That's what I think, too.
This is what people do, not who they are.
Right.
And there are many, 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 many different reasons why individuals generate choices in directions that are destructive. And almost all of you do it.
Yes.
In some capacity.
Yes.
And in that, that doesn't mean that is who you are. It is a behavior and a choice born out of issues.
Yeah.
Therefore, I would say if you are feeling compassion for these individuals, there's nothing wrong with that.
Good. I'm feeling compassion for everybody. Good.
And in that, it doesn't necessarily mean that you excuse people's behaviors or that you
don't
agree with them.
I don't condone them.
It
but
merely is an acknowledgement that that isn't the sum of the whole person.
Right. Very good. Well, I'm done with me, but I wondered, since it's Christmas Eve day, we have a little time. I thought maybe you'd like to say Merry Christmas to everybody.
Happy Christmas.
Thank you. I think Happy Christmas. That's good. I should think of something else then.
Why?
I don't know. 22 minutes and 40 seconds. I'm good.
Very well.
Thank you.
You are tremendously welcome. And I am congratulating you on what you have been accomplishing.
Thank you.
And continue to do so.
Thank you very much. It seems like it's not quite, it's so unfamiliar that it seems like, oh, this can't be working. But it's working.
It is.
Thank you.
You are accomplishing.
Say hi to everybody for me.
As always.
As always.
And I express a tremendous lovingness to you, my friend.
You too.
And happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas, my friend.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. Now I want to stop. Oh, Lord, how do I stop?
Oh, yeah.